This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Here in Colorado, politicians across the political spectrum are reacting to news of the guilty verdict against former President Donald Trump. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The head of Colorado's Republican Party dismissed the verdict and the trial that preceded it as rigged and disgraceful. GOP Chair Dave Williams said the legal system is being weaponized against Trump. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert tweeted out two words, election interference. Colorado Democrats, unsurprisingly, have the opposite take. Congresswoman Diana DeGette said the ruling ensures no one can exploit the legal system for personal gain. Governor Jared Polis tweeted that the convictions show the former president lacks the moral capacity to lead the country. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Dangerous conditions are possible at the new Waterworks Park on the Arkansas River in Pueblo. Construction continues on the water features near City Park. The work is expected to be complete this fall. Pueblo Water is warning visitors and river users to avoid the area, especially as snow runoff from the mountains continues to increase water levels. The Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs graduated nearly 1,000 cadets today. Superintendent Richard Clark commended the class of 2024 for persevering through unprecedented circumstances.
Your parents, your family members dropped you off at USAFA 4 years ago during the global pandemic, and they couldn't even give you a proper goodbye. They basically had to kick you out of the door and keep driving. So there was a lot of uncertainty from day one.
This is CPR News. It's 6:06.